Earth Day, a Harley Quinn fic, written by Malime, read by Dr. Fumbles McStupid, with the rating Teen and Up, no archive warnings apply, the relationship Pamela Isley, Harlene Quinzel, and the additional tags humor, fluff, romance, established relationship, crimes and criminals, villains and love, lands of magic challenge community. Summary. After missing their first Valentine's Day together, Harley plots something special for Earth Day. Meanwhile, Ivy wants to get back her reputation as an eco-terrorist by planning an attack on Earth Day. Harley had a plan. An actually good plan for once. She didn't want to investigate why her plans seemed to be so much better when they weren't about herself, but rather about someone else. A very specific someone else. The point was, she had a plan. Because this was important. They had missed Valentine's Day, their first one together, because Two-Face had tried to get revenge on her for whatever, or on them. She wasn't exactly sure on the details, because she didn't pay attention at all, and somehow managed to capture Harley, Ivy, and King Shark. The most humiliating part about the whole thing was being rescued by Clayface, using one of his incredibly detailed characters. By then it was February 16th, mostly because Clayface wasted so much time establishing his backstory as a barista by working a few shifts. So Valentine's Day was a bust, unless you counted busting the good side of Two-Face's face as a romantic outing, which she might, under different circumstances. But their first Valentine's Day was supposed to be special. It was supposed to be romantic as shit, and prove that she could be one hell of a girlfriend. Which was why Harley was going to make Earth Day the most romantic and special holiday ever. It was a little weird, sure, but this was Ivy she was talking about. She liked plants more than she liked people. What was it that she was always saying? She was an eco-terrorist, not a villain. And Harley's new plan? This was some top-shelf eco-terrorist shit. Harley was acting weird. But this being Harley, acting weird was kind of par for the course. But she was acting weird even for Harley, which usually meant that she was hiding something. Hopefully, it wouldn't be the type of something that Ivy would have to save her from. It wasn't like she minded saving Harley from time to time, but that girl could really do with some better self-preservation. It was a small miracle that she had survived on her own for this long, with how little she could protect herself. Still, Ivy would give her the space. She had tried the whole giving advice route, and that never seemed to work with Harley, so she would just stand back and watch, and interfere only when she had to. In the meantime, Ivy had her own plans going on. She had left her own plans a little to the side since she started working with Harley, or rather being generally around while Harley did her thing and occasionally getting caught up in Harley's plans. But since Harley was going to be her journey of self-discovery, or maybe not being a villain anymore, which curiously included doing a lot of the same things she did as a villain, but Ivy wasn't about to call her out on that. She might as well enjoy this time to do a little bit of eco-terrorism. She still wanted to save the planet. It was only that she hadn't had many opportunities these past few months. Yeah, she really needed to get on with her own plans. Gotham was still rebuilding after the whole fiasco with the Joker, and then with every major villain deciding they wanted a piece of the pie and very much didn't want to leave anything for anyone else. This kind of environment was perfect for rich assholes with no regard for the planet to decide to cut corners and destroy nature in order to get more profit. It was exactly up her lane. Surely she could do something with that. Earth Day was coming up. That would be as good a date as any for one of her more outrageous plans. She did have a few variations of her toxin that she was working on, and had been meaning to find an opportunity where she could field test it. Little by little, a plan started to form. She would just have to do some research and find an appropriate target. It took Harley a whole week, but she had finally found something cool for them to do. Just the two of them, as a couple. See? I was romantic. It was a part of the Rebuild Gotham Better initiative, which was a fancy way of saying rich people who didn't give a fuck about Gotham when it was going to hell and were glad to have paid the Penguin protection money or managed to run away before it became impossible, now pretended like they were the true saviors of the city or something. They were just as bad as the Justice League, pretending like they were the ones coming in at the last minute and saving the day, when actually there were a lot of other people there actually doing the work. The point was, rich assholes, pooling their money to buy even more things and get even more money. They were all about rebuilding the whole city. Only now, they would own even more of it than they did before, and it was all a huge scam. If it was up to Harley, they would go down to the Bank of Gotham and just empty their bank accounts or something. Although everything was digital nowadays. Anyway, maybe King Shark could find a way around that. The guy was a lot smarter than anyone would think when it came to a giant man-shark with uncontrollable bloodlust. But that would be a plan about her, about what she wanted, and Harley was trying to learn to be considerate and do things like Ivy would want them. So she had a target, but needed to find a better plan of attack. Something that would be a little more on brand for Ivy, since Ivy was kinda needing a victory on her side that was actually about the nature or some shit, because otherwise she was going to be known just as a supervillain, and although that was kind of what they were, Ivy really seemed not to like that. Anyway, Rebuild Gotham Better Initiative, RGBI for short, which was silly because it didn't mean anything, and it made her think that someone was trying to do colors and didn't know how to spell yellow. They were the true bad guys, and she found out they were cutting quite a few corners when it came to environmental regulations. More specifically, they were dosing the new crops with all sorts of nasty shit, which was killing all non-modified plants in a 5-mile radius, and also killing neighboring farmers and poisoning children in a school nearby. But she was banking on Ivy caring more about all those innocent plants. She was spending too much time with Ivy if she was thinking of plants as innocent. But it was as they said, if you want to get to know someone, spend a mile in their pants. Or something like that. They'd probably save the innocent children too, since they were already at it. But the plan was really about the plants. Oh, and how literally the entire city might get sick from eating these weird toxic plants. But Harley wasn't too worried about that. Despite Ivy's best efforts, Harley never ate her vegetables. And even if she did, Ivy grew their food. At any rate, they would go to their factory, kill everyone who got in their way, destroy all the chemicals being produced, and then go down to the secret underground lab. That should really have been set somewhere else, because it made things way too easy. Kill everyone there and destroy all the plant samples and research they had. It was a lot pro-environment, a little on the villainous side, with all the murders, and it would cause a lot of splash. It was exactly the kind of thing that Ivy's reputation so desperately needed. So it was the perfect plan. It had everything, and it would make celebrating Earth Day as a couple just as special as it could have been if Two-Face hadn't gotten in the way. Speaking of which, she never did get her revenge for that, aside from breaking his face. She should see if he had recovered already and go there to break more of him. That would still be him getting off easy, since she should have killed him over the whole plan to take over the city and just replace the rich people order with the master villain order. This was going to be the best Earth Day ever! It took her a while, but Ivy finally had a good plan. She had heard some things about the Rebuild Gotham Better Initiative, which, by the way, who decided to name it that? It was ridiculous. And of course she didn't trust them, as it was just rich people doing what rich people did best, stealing everything from right under poor people's noses and then pretending like they were helping, all the while destroying the entire planet as if it wasn't the only one they had to live in. All in all, it was a terrible initiative, but that wasn't what caught her attention now. Yes, building property all around the destroyed parts of Gotham for pennies, then turning around and building supposedly affordable apartment complexes and selling them back to people for an exorbitant amount of money that they had to pay since those were the only places available in the city and leaving Gotham was still hard, was all bad. It wasn't the type of bad that she tasked herself with stopping, and there wasn't really anything wrong with that. Everyone had their niche. What made her decide to act was learning about the atrocities they were making all over Gotham's farmland. She was no stranger to a little bit of genetic engineering, but she was a metahuman that was part plant, and she had a PhD in botanics. So she knew what she was doing. What these guys were doing, on the other hand, was a disaster. They had no idea what they were doing, just splicing DNA left and right, searching for the cheapest and most productive yield. It also happened to deposit toxins on the plants that would be passed up the food chain, and be worse for people than eating only fish full of lead. Which she didn't particularly care about, except it was also poisoning the soil, not only on their farms, but also anything around it. If she didn't act quickly, the groundwater would be contaminated, and once that happened, nothing would have a chance to grow healthy on half of Gotham for the next 200 years. So, she would just have to find their secret lab and kill everyone involved in the project using their own plants. That would get her back to her old ways. She thought about inviting Harley for a moment, but if she did, it would all be about smashing everyone in sight, and Ivy appreciated that. But this sort of thing had the tendency to dilute the message, and it really was about sending a message. If she wasn't sending a message, then it was just chaos and destruction. And that was Harley's brand, not hers. Just because she supported Harley's brand didn't mean she had to forget hers. Harley could barely contain her excitement, holding her hands in front of Ivy's eyes. "Are we there yet?" Ivy asked for like the sixth time, and she called Harley impatient. "Almost there, and... you can look now!" Harley said, tossing her hands in the air. "I thought you said this was a date," Ivy said, looking around the decrepit-looking alley. It was kind of creepy how many of those there were around Gotham. A crime date! The best sort of date! This here, she said, pointing, is the ventilation tunnel for the Rebuild Gotham Better Initiative. I don't know, plant stuff factory. Anyway, they're doing bad, bad stuff to those plants. Lots of poisoning the soil and other plants. You make one of your plants, push us through that, then we go inside and stop them. It's your kind of stuff. It's an Earth Day date and a crime date. Double whammy! Ivy laughed, and for a moment, Harley wondered if she had done something wrong. You have no idea how great this plan is, she said, then pulled Harley in for a kiss. As they watched the factory burning from afar, Ivy rested her head on Harley's shoulder. Sure, this lacked the finesse of her plan, and they did spend a lot more time than she expected just breaking stuff, since this was very much a Harley Quinn plan. But it was also a sweet and thoughtful little outing idea. And when she wanted, this was what Harley did best. Plan a surprise attack that would meet both of their interests. At times like this, she could see that Harley wasn't so much of a villain anymore. And Ivy had never truly been one, despite what some ignorant people who didn't care about the planet liked labeling her as. And maybe they would get to be anti-heroes together.